It's Marilyn Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We're going to talk some more about jobs now. The unemployment numbers we just heard on the national news give us an overall jobs picture. We want to home in now on a particular segment of the workforce, young workers, specifically recent college graduates. Millions of college graduates have entered the workforce since the recession ended in 2009. It's been 5 years since the economy stopped shrinking, but job prospects for new grads have not improved. And researchers have found that graduating in a post-recession economy has effects that could ripple through the life of the young worker's career. What are those effects? What are things likely to improve for recent graduates? In a few minutes, we're going to put those questions to a noted economist at the Economic Policy Institute in Washington. First, we want to hear from someone who has experienced firsthand the effects of graduating in the aftermath of the recession. Maureen Harvey is a former intern with WIPR's news department. She graduated from UMBC in 2011 with a degree in political science and has yet to secure a full-time job. We thought who better to talk to Maureen about her experiences than Marilyn Morning's intern Justina Latimer, who will graduate from Towson University next spring. Here's part of their conversation.
What industry were you hoping to get into after you graduated?
Immediately after, I was sort of hoping to get into the political science field, do some type of internship that would help me either work for a politician or somebody in the federal government or work for some type of think tank or even a nonprofit. I did an internship in Annapolis with the Maryland Democratic Party. So after that, I ended up going back to school for a little bit.
So you went right back to school after you graduated or?
Well, so I graduated in 2011, and then I think maybe in 2012, I went to Howard Community College and I started taking some radio production classes as to learn about journalism. Because that's what I found out that I was really interested in.
Once you graduated, did you apply within the journalism field for a job or?
Well, I sort of applied for broad communications types of jobs, public relations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've applied for a lot of different types of jobs. Anything that I think that I am sort of qualified for, I'll go for. I mean, just getting that job at the mall, it was hard just to get a retail job.
Are you comfortable with sharing, how much per hour you were making, under 9, under 10?
Well, when I started, I was working minimum wage.
Okay.
But I was there for almost 2 years, and by the end of it, I was making under 10.
And when you were in your senior year of college, did you picture yourself 3 years later where you are now? Or did you think you would be somewhere else?
I'm really good at school. I'm really good at being in a very structured environment and mm-hmm. figuring out okay, you do this, this, and this, and the next year you do that. I didn't really have very much of a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anybody really emphasized to me what was coming. And there isn't a class in college about how to get a job.
Maureen Harvey, former intern with WIPR's news department, speaking with Justina Latimer, an intern now with Marilyn Morning. And now to discuss this in more depth, I'm joined by Heidi Shierholz, who follows the labor market as an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
How does Maureen's experience compare with the overall experience of graduating in this economy?
It's very typical. What we know is that workers who have the misfortune to be born at a time that then drops them into the labor force as new workers when the economy is very weak, it means they're less likely to have good outcomes than they would otherwise. They're more likely to face a period of earnings instability, employment instability. It's harder to find a job that uses their degree, say if they have a college degree. It's just in general, the weakness of job opportunities, the lack of jobs out there means a larger share of a cohort who enters during a weak period is actually going to do poorly than they would otherwise if they'd been lucky enough to enter during a strong expansion.
Three months ago, you published an analysis titled "The Class of 2014, The Weak Economy is Idling Too Many Young Graduates," which looked at graduates' unemployment and underemployment going back to before the start of the recession. Tell us what you found.
We found big increases in unemployment for all groups of young people, so groups with of young people with a high school degree who are starting their careers, not enrolled in further schooling. You see big increases in unemployment for those groups. You also see big increases in unemployment for people with college degrees. So it's workers with college degrees, young people with college degrees do better than workers without one, but no group has been spared from the weak labor market in the aftermath of the Great Recession. All groups have seen deterioration in job opportunities and lower wages, higher unemployment, higher underemployment.
On WIPR, this is Marilyn Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Heidi Shierholz, economist with the Economic Policy Institute. We're talking about the job market for post-recession graduates. Can we put some numbers on this? I mean, either as a percentage or in dollar terms, what is the earnings gap that graduates from 2009, 2010, 2011 experience as opposed to somebody who graduated back before 2006 when the recession started?
A rule of thumb on this is that every percent increase in unemployment causes a wage penalty. You get lower wages than you otherwise would have of around 6 to 7%. So if the unemployment rate is 3 percentage points higher now than it, or you know, earlier in the recession, it was 3 percentage points higher than it was before the recession hit, that would be an earnings penalty of around 20%.
And how long does this last? I mean, the coverage of it uses phrases like long-term and lifetime to describe the effects of entering this job market post-recession.
Yeah, it lasts a long time. I refer to it as a scarring effect, meaning it really sticks around. So some of the best evidence shows that most people eventually get back on to the trajectory that they would have been on if they'd been lucky enough to enter the labor market when job opportunities were strong, but it takes a very long time. So 10 years, 20 years to get back on to where they would have been if the labor market hadn't been bad when they'd entered.
How about graduates in 2013 or 2014 or even the class of 2015? Has the tide turned for them?
They are much better off than their older brothers and sisters that graduated in 2009. So the labor market is improving. We are measurably better than we have. There are measurably better job opportunities now than there were, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago. So that's the good news. The bad news is that it's still very weak.
So what can these graduates do to change the direction of how their careers are going?
These young people today need to hang really tough. They need to know, listen, it's going to be harder for you than it would have been if you'd been able to graduate in, say, 2007. It's going to take longer to find a decent job. You may have to settle for something that's not quite as good as what you otherwise would have gotten. And just hang in there. Know that it's not your fault. And then the other thing that's maybe a little more actionable is one of the ways that young people see advancement in the labor market is to be open to change, be flexible. One of the ways you see growth is through changing jobs, maybe even changing cities, being open to changing careers. So those kinds of movements can be the things that help you get back on to that happy trajectory you would have been on if you'd been lucky enough to enter the labor market when things were strong. And so that is, I think, young people can help themselves out by not necessarily right in the beginning, but over the course of the next decade, just be open to various forms of mobility in order to nudge yourself perhaps more quickly to that happy trajectory.
Heidi, thank you.
It's been my pleasure.
Heidi Shierholz is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. We have a link to the Institute's research and to a podcast at Slate.com called Negotiations Academy, including a session on how to negotiate salary. We also have a link to Maureen Harvey and Justina Latimer's stories for WIPR and more of their conversation. More of this interview, too, all at our website, wipr.org/Marilyn Morning. Thanks to our intern, Justina Latimer, for help with this segment. She'll be leaving us next week, back to school. We're looking for fall interns right now. Do you want to help us make radio? Do you dream of Maryland in your sleep and then wake up and think about it some more? You could be part of our team this fall. We've got all the details you need to apply at our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, the physical record of the war in Maryland 200 years ago this month. Stay with us on 88.1.